Hello everyone, welcome back to my channel. My name is Brandy and welcome to Brandy Spiritual Guidance. If you are new to my channel, please be sure to hit that like button if you like the content that I am posting for you guys today. Today we will be doing a reading for the collective. This is going to be whatever comes out. There's nothing specific that we are asking in this reading. We just ask that Spirit, the Divine, give us messages that the collective need to hear at this time. Okay? At this time, I am not offering personal readings, but when I am offering personal readings, I will be sure to make an announcement on my channel. I'm just going to sage the energy right now. So, if you can hear the sound of my voice, just clear your mind and get ready to receive messages of guidance from the Divine. Please remember to only take what messages resonate with you. If the message does not resonate, that means the message is not for you. Don't force the story. But I hope that since you clicked on this reading, that there is a message here for you. Okay, so saging all the cards. Let's go ahead and get into this message. We're just going to see what cards come out. What is the message? So let's get into it. I only take jumpers and flyers. I know you guys can't see the cards, but some people find the shuffling of the cards to be rather calming. Divine Spirit, Holy Spirit, Ancestors, Spirit Guides, all of those who walk with me every single day in the highest white light, all of those who come before me, thank you for joining me here today. Please allow me to be the channel. Please protect me as I channel the message for the collective. What is the message for the collective? I only move in love and light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So let's go ahead and get into here. Let's see what we're talking about. So Seven of Cups. Okay, so the Seven of Cups talks about confusion. So right now, someone could be confused. You can be very in your head about something. Okay, you could have a decision that you need to make, but you're not really clear about the decision that you need to make. Okay, you're not really clear which choice to choose. There's too many choices. All right, so the Seven of Cups is being confused. The Seven of Cups also talks about being in like a fantasy world. You're not really seeing a situation for what it is. I'm hearing it's too many moving parts. Like, it's so many things going on. You can't really focus on one thing. But the message with this card, Spirit, is saying focus on one thing at a time. Focus on what is right in front of you, okay? The Seven of Cups, confusion. What else, Spirit? What's the message? Tell us more. What is the message? We have the Nine of Cups here. Okay, so this talks about wishes coming true. With the Seven of Cups energy and the Nine of Cups energy, it's just giving a lot of emotion. So some of you could be very much in your feels at this time. Maybe some of you are even drinking a lot at this time. Okay, but I feel like with the Nine of Cups, the Nine of Cups is speaking to me right now about gratitude. I'm feeling like you should be grateful at this time for everything that you have in your life. I feel like, let me see. Tell me more about the Seven of Cups and the Nine of Cups. What is this? The Ten of Swords. Okay. Yeah, like I said, someone is very confused. They're very in their head. They're drinking a lot. They're avoiding a problem that is right in front of their face. They're avoiding some type of pain, some type of heartbreak, betrayal. They're trying to act like they're not really hurting, but they are hurting. Okay, this person is spending a lot of time. If this person is you or someone around you, take the message how it resonates. This person is spending a lot of time doing other things and not really paying attention to what's going on in their lives that's causing them to feel pain. Okay. So, yeah, this person is drinking a lot. They're in their head a lot. All right. The Queen of Swords. So there is some type of communication that's coming in that's going to enlighten this person. I feel like this person could be single. They could be divorced. They could be a widow. Okay, I feel like this person has been through a lot emotionally in their lives. And now they are very discerning about who and what energies they allow to be in their lives. The Queen of Swords is an energy that does not play. The Queen of Swords tells you exactly what she means, and she means what she is saying, every single word of it. The Queen of Swords does not, she cuts straight to the truth. She does not play with the BS, okay? So what is this message telling me? Who is the Queen of Swords? Are you the Queen of Swords? Who is the Queen of Swords? What is the message for the collective spirit? Tell me more about the Queen of Swords. Who is the Queen of Swords? The Queen of Swords, the Five of Swords. Yeah, the Queen of Swords right now is telling somebody off. I don't know who she's telling off. Okay. Aquarius, Libra, Gemini energy. The Queen of Swords is not accepting someone's offer of love. There is a Aquarius, Libra, Gemini energy here that, or Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio energy offering this Queen of Swords, which could be you. They are offering you love. But you are being very discerning at this time, and you are deciding that this offer is not an offer that you want, period. You are deciding that this is just not it. You don't trust this person. Maybe you and this person got into an argument before, or maybe whenever you're around this person, you just feel like their energy is off. This person could just talk a lot and really be reckless with their words, okay? So there is someone offering, making a love offer here that will be rejected. The Knight of Wands, the offer is being rejected. I don't know how this just turned into a love reading, but the offer is being rejected because this person is fickle. This person is always in and out. This person is always moving. This person is charming. They're fine, but they're a player. That's why this offer is not being accepted, because the Queen of Swords is like, I don't have time to play with you. The Queen of Swords here. Okay, so now I'm back to the top row again. The Seven of Cups, the Nine of Cups, and the Ten of Swords. I feel like the Queen of Swords just recently got out of a painful situation. Okay, the Queen of Swords has now gained her vitality back because she stopped doing all that drinking. Now she's not confused. Now things are very clear. And now she's like, no, that love offer that you're trying to offer me, don't want it. I know you a player. I know you a cheater. I'm not with that. I want something serious. Tell me more. The Seven of Pentacles. I want something that's going to grow, something that's going to mature, something that's going to be long term. Okay, but I feel like this Knight of Wands is ready to, this Aries, Leo, Sagittarius person, take it how it resonates. They don't have to be that sign. They can just have this these signs in their birth chart. I feel like this person is ready to put, I'm sorry, what was that? I don't know what that was. I'm sorry. Anyway, now I feel like I got to do it again, but that was very loud. I feel like this Knight of Wands person is ready to put time and energy into something. They are. But this Queen of Swords is just not having it. She don't trust them. But I feel like they're really ready to put time and energy into something, to grow something with somebody, to actually try to do the work, because they see potential in the Queen of Swords here. Tell me more. Okay. If the message is resonating, please hit the like button. We have the Knight of Pentacles energy. So this person could be a Virgo. They're coming in very, very slow, though. This person is approaching this situation very methodically. Like, they're coming up with a plan on how to come toward this Queen of Swords and prove to her that I am ready to put time and energy into something. I'm ready to have something long term. I'm ready to grow something with you, make something with you. I'm ready to put in that work. Okay? But this person is moving very slow. Like, this person is coming up with a plan. They're trying to figure out how to come in with this love offer. I feel like this person has a lot of love for the Queen of Swords, for whoever this reading is about. This person has a lot of love for you, but they feel like you're not having it. Tell me more, Spirit. They feel like you're really not having it. The Eight of Swords. Yeah, this person feels stuck. They feel like they can't move forward. Like, they're stuck in their own head. They really don't know what to say. Okay, they feel trapped. Why is this person trapped? Or what is this person trapped in? What is the Eight of Swords? The Eight of Swords is the Ace of Swords. This person is confused. So, is the Tarot about this person? This person feels trapped. Okay, so I'm getting that this person feels trapped in their head. They don't have mental clarity, but I feel like mental clarity is here. Like, I feel like they're refusing to see the clarity. What is the Ace of Swords? The Six of Wands. Yeah. The clarity is here. Like, they're stuck in their head, really trying to figure out how to come toward this Queen of Swords. How do I approach this person? How do I let them know that how I feel, that I'm ready to put time, energy into something, that I really care about them? How do I start this conversation? Because they look at this person as a person that could be hard to reach, a person that is surrounded by a lot of other people or something like that. Tell me more. Oh, I had too many pop out at one time. So we had a Three of Swords, the Ten of Wands, and the Seven of Wands. And at the bottom of the deck, the Three of Cups. Do I have 333 out here? No, I don't. I thought I did. So separation, heartache, betrayal. Someone is holding on to a lot of baggage. Like I said earlier, someone is recently out of a connection. They've overcome some type of obstacle, though. I feel like this person has released a lot of baggage. I feel like now this person is walking upright. So this person has went through a healing time. A healing time. You or this person or both of you have just went through a major healing. And you have come out on top. And people notice the change in you. Okay? So that is why this person feels apprehensive or stuck in their head about coming forward toward you, because they are still going through this transformative phase, the Eight of Pentacles, but they want to work on it with you. Okay, maybe they see you working, or maybe they are focused on working at this time. With the Queen of Cups card, maybe someone here is a counselor. That's what your life purpose is. That's someone here sees you as an empath. They see that you may share the same life purpose as them. With the Six of Pentacles at the bottom of the deck and the Queen of Wands, they think you look good. They think you're fine. They're ready to give equally to you. Eight of Cups, but first they have to walk away from a situation where someone is holding on to them or holding on to something. They have to release something that they've been holding on to. Six of Swords and a Ten of Swords. I feel like it's been hard for this person to let go of whatever this is, but now they are moving forward because they have some type of clarity here with the Ace of Swords. With the Tower card also, I feel like something is all of a sudden just happening. Like, all of a sudden it's some type of clarity here. Someone gets some type of clarity about wanting to collaborate with you, wanting to, they see you as their muse, their work of art, or you are a work of art. They see you as a work of art, Ten of Cups. They want to create a family with you. They want to give you happiness. And now they see it like this. They've been enlightened. So I don't know if this is a person that you have been with before in this life or in a past life. King of Cups, this person really, really loves you, and it's stressing them out how much they love you, because they're trying to get the courage to overcome obstacles and move towards you. But that's going to require a major transition on their part. That was a lot. What is the death card? What is this major transition? Why is it so hard? This person has to do a lot of changing, or they have done a lot of changing, or a lot of things have to change before you and this person can get together and move forward together. Maybe you and this person are of different race. I have to sneeze. Excuse me. Maybe you and this person are of different race, and there has to be a lot that happens that makes you two able to, that allows you two to be able to be together. Okay, let's go ahead and close this reading out. Two of Swords, but someone still feels stuck. There's still some type of stalemate energy here. Someone has a decision to make between two people. Page of Wands. A young fire sign is here. Maybe something has something to do with somebody's children. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I know that was a lot, but that's what I'm getting. Okay, so let's put these cards away. Excuse me. Now that I'm sneezing. And let's pull out another deck. I don't know how that turned into a love reading, but hey, that was a message that came out. All right, so to close the reading out, I have this deck of cards called the Language of Letting Go cards. I really love these cards. They have beautiful messages. So let's get a couple of these cards. Divine Spirit, Holy Spirit, Ancestor Spirit Guides. What is the message for the collective? The Language of Letting Go. Why did I choose this deck? I don't know. I feel like, yeah, that's what the Ten of Swords is talking about. Back to the Ten of Swords. There's something that needs to be accepted that is over. It is painful to let it go. Either you or someone you're dealing with have to let go of something very painful. Okay? And it's very hard to let it go. But Spirit is telling you that with the Ace of Cups, I put the cards away. I don't have them back out, but just trying to remember from memory. With the Ace of Cups, there is opportunities here. Beautiful new opportunities that will make you happy. So I guess that is why I was divinely guided to pick up the Language of Letting Go cards. Let's go ahead and get a couple of cards out. I'm sorry, I'm just babbling. The first one out says receiving joyfully. And this makes me think about that Queen of Swords, because the Queen of Swords was being very discerning. If someone was putting out that offer and she was like, no. So receiving joyfully. Today, I will let someone give to me. Whether it's a compliment, an offer to help, or even a gift, I will stand there and take it joyfully. I know that I'm deserving of good things, so I will simply say thank you. That's beautiful. I feel like at this time, you're being very discerning, but Spirit wants you to open up, to allow the things that you've been trying to manifest, the things that you've been praying about, they're here. And Spirit wants you to open up and receive them, to allow them to come in. And to do that, you have to be in the highest vibration. And if you don't know, now you know. I'm going to tell you, the highest vibration is the vibration of love. So you need to cultivate, I'm just shuffling away. You need to cultivate the energy of love into your daily life in some way to make sure that your vibration is high, so that when the divine is pouring these blessings that you have prayed for, that you have manifested into your life, now you can see them clearly for what they are, and you can open up and accept them. Okay, so let's get more. Let's see. Trusting God. Oh, this is beautiful. Today, I will ask my higher power to send me his best, and I will trust that all that is good will come to me. What did I just say? I just said this. Today, I will ask my higher power to send me his best, and I will trust that all that is good will come to me. I will remember that sometimes we don't get what we want because God has something infinitely better in store for us. That is beautiful. Being able to receive joyfully and being able to trust God and know that what you have asked for is coming to you. The next card out is trusting in life. And I don't think I've ever pulled this card out of this deck ever. So this is going to be my first time reading this. Trusting in life. Okay. Today, I will trust that the events occurring in my life are not random. Today, I will trust that the events occurring in my life are not random. My experiences aren't mistakes, and the universe, my higher power, and life are not picking on me. I'm going through exactly what I need to go through to learn something valuable, something that will prepare me for the joy and love I'm seeking. That is beautiful. Trusting in life. That is beautiful. And I was just talking about something in regards to that as well. Being able to cultivate positivity in your life, because that is how you receive all of those things that you have been trying to, that you've been seeking. All right. So that is it. That is the message that I have for you today. If you enjoyed this message, please give me a like. Please give me a thumbs up. Please subscribe to the channel. Please turn on the notification bell so that you can know the next time that I post a video. And until we meet again, my friend, peace, love, and light. Bye-bye.